working with art, building things, and creating things, it actually changes our brain chemistry, changes the wave pattern. It's soothing. It actually can help us see the world differently and interact with the world in a different way.
That's David Barclay Moore, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. David Barclay Moore was born and raised in Missouri. After completing his education in film and language studies, he moved to New York, where he has served as communications coordinator for Jeffrey Canada's Harlem Children's Zone and communications manager for quality services for the autism community. He joins us to talk about his debut novel, The Stars Beneath Our Feet. David, welcome to the program.
Hey, Dan, thank you so much for having me.
Give us an overview of this book. What are readers going to find in this story?
Well, the first thing that they find on the very first page, they encounter my protagonist, who is a young man named Lolly Rockpaw. His nickname is Lolly. He prefers to go by Wallace. And on the very first page of The Stars Beneath Our Feet, we encounter Lolly walking down 125th Street in Harlem, which is kind of the main drag in Harlem in New York City. And Lolly is very angry, and Lolly is very sad when we encounter him at the beginning of the book. And the reason why he's having these strong emotions is because he is mourning the death of his older brother, Jermaine. And Jermaine, we find out, was actually murdered in gun violence in Harlem. And so Lolly's dealing with that, and he's also dealing with two older boys who are pursuing him, and they want Lolly to join a crew or a gang, which is basically the same thing that happened to his brother and the reason why his brother is dead. And so throughout the course of the book, Lolly and a friend of his start building with Legos. And Legos, kind of building a miniature Lego city in their community center where they live, is kind of how they process that grief and kind of opens up a whole new world for them as far as being able to solve some of their challenges that they undergo in their lives.
This is your debut novel. Why did you want to write a young adult novel?
Well, you know, I was born and raised in Missouri and went to school in Iowa, in college in Iowa, and moved to New York City after graduation. And I lived in Harlem, and I worked in Harlem for about 8 years. I worked at the Harlem Children's Zone, which is a nonprofit that basically battles poverty. They try to kind of end the cycle of poverty in Harlem among children and their families. And one of the things that amongst many things that I encountered working in Harlem and living beside, you know, the population, was a kind of a lack of voice for certain members of the population along the poverty line, right? And I guess this book in some ways is an attempt for me to kind of make certain voices that are unheard to make them heard. Because as far as diversity in publishing, we've gotten a lot better. You know, it's a lot better than it was a few years ago, but it's still not to the point where kind of all the voices are being heard that need to be heard. So I kind of found myself trying to give voice to that and let other people kind of know what's going on in certain populations.
One of the things I find interesting about this story is that the whole thing about the Legos as an artistic expression, it's also, you know, a means of communication for Lolly. And I was thinking sort of bigger picture things about how the arts are underestimated, underrated as a tool for kids in learning to navigate the world.
Exactly. I mean, I think there are a lot of universal truths in the novel. You know, you don't have to be from the background of the main character to kind of enjoy the novel or understand what's going on in the novel. And one of those truths, I think, you know, kind of what you had mentioned is that art heals. You know, there is a very real aspect of the healing quality of art. It goes back centuries. Aristotle used to write about how art heals, right? And today, we know just scientifically that it actually, you know, if you're an artist or even just kind of observing art, you know, working with art, building things and creating things, it actually changes our brain chemistry, changes the wave pattern. It's soothing. It actually can help us see the world differently and interact with the world in a different way, which is what happens in Lolly's case, where, you know, he starts this very creative process and starts to interact differently, and he understands and discovers the different options that he might have to kind of extricate himself from the circumstances that he's, you know, living among, right? So it's really powerful, and you don't have to be, it doesn't have to be, as far as children and the effect their art can have on their lives, it doesn't have to be something as dramatic as whether or not, you know, you're going to join a gang or not. It can be very simple as far as day-to-day choices and conflicts that they have in their own lives at school or with their parents or whomever. It's very beneficial.
As you mentioned, a reader doesn't have to be from the same background as Lolly to identify with this character, because it's another one of those universal things about a child finding their own voice and finding their own place in the world.
Yeah. I mean, I've been privileged. I've been traveling all around the country talking with young people and groups of students at schools and different institutions, and you know, that's one of the things that I've heard back from some of the kids, you know, talking about that. For me as an author, it's been very rewarding. I was in Houston, Texas at this really large tween festival for young people who love to read, and there was a young man who stood up in this huge auditorium, and he didn't have a question, but he just kind of had a comment about how reading the book had kind of changed his life and how he kind of interacted with his own father, because in the novel, my character has some challenges dealing with his father. You know. For me, listening to him, this young boy, talk about how my book had affected him almost brought me to tears. It's really the root of why I do what I do, and, you know, particularly for middle grade, you know, readers who are going through a lot of very particular challenges in their lives, and as well as everybody. I mean, it's Random House is kind of marketing it as to readers from 10 to 99, because there's a lot of stuff in there for adults as well, a lot of adult characters and whatnot. So I'm just very, very pleased to have this opportunity to be able to kind of tell my story.
There's a question I'd like to ask authors, and I'll ask you as well. You've got this main character, Lolly, but obviously there are other characters in the book too. If you could spend a day with one of your characters, who would it be and why?
That's a great question. I've never heard that question before. Gosh, well, I love Lolly. Lolly, my main character in The Stars Beneath Our Feet, he's like a son I never had, you know? And so far, he's been a very good son to me, I might add. But I think there's another character that Lolly actually builds Legos with, and she's a character who's on the spectrum for autism. Her name is Rose. I think probably if I had to spend a day with one of the characters other than Lolly, it would probably be Rose. It was fun to write her, but there were also some challenges with writing her, someone on the spectrum. And I've had experience working with people on the spectrum and whatnot, so that's one of the reasons why she's in there. I like Rose. Rose is pretty, very strong, confident girl, and I think she would be fun to hang out with. And she definitely has your back, I know that.
David, if people would like to learn more about the book and the work you do, how can they get in touch with you?
So I am actually online, most social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. And you can reach me at D. Barclay Moore via social media. And that's Barclay, like the Barclay Center here in Brooklyn where I live. Or they can also reach me via my website, which is davidbarclaymoore.com.
David, thank you for talking with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Dan. I really appreciate it.
David Barclay Moore's novel is The Stars Beneath Our Feet. More interviews on a wide variety of topics are available at kpr.ku.edu/conversations. You can also use our KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.